Simon Yud Gimel Seif Gimel. We were talking yesterday, the whole Simon is dealing with the problem of having puzzled tzitzis and then walking around with them on Shabbos. Now we're going to get a little more complicated today, so I want to just review two things. Number one, when it comes to having puzzled tzitzis, you really have three potential averas to juggle with, to deal with. Number one, the main one at hand, which is Shabbos. If you're wearing puzzled tzitzis, meaning let's say for example one of your four corners got ripped and you're down to three. So three out of four is FS, is worth nothing. So you have three strings attached to your garment, and we said yesterday those strings, three sets of strings, are chashav, and since they're chashav, they're not batal, and since they're not batal, you're walking around carrying something extraneous to your garment, and it's not serving a function to adorn the garment or do a mitzvah. So you're just schlepping around something on Shabbos, which is the Isser Doraisa of Hotzah. Hotzah of transferring, let's say transferring Dalamas from Shusha Rabin. Same as if you had a pen in your pocket or something.
Can I just say on the point? And if you're in an area where everyone accepts the Eruv, is it still an issue because you're carrying it even though you don't need it? Even in an area where there is an Eruv?
There is an Eruv.
Yeah, so you're in Rav HaChemesh and one of your corners takes off on Main.
So, good question. The when we talk about being over the Issa Doraisa here, we're assuming that you're in a Rosh Hashanah Rabin, that there's such a thing, and you're carrying in it Daramos. That's your Isser Doraisa. If there would be an Eruv, so you're down to no Isurim whatsoever. You're just carrying like an item, whatever, in your pocket. You're carrying a nut in your pocket. That's not a problem. So did I answer your question already? That's not a problem. So in terms of Shabbos, there's an Isser Doraisa of Hotzah, of moving things in and out of domains, or in a public domain, Daramos. It's only a problem Doraisa if it's a public domain proper, a Rosh Hashanah Rabin, technically. If it's just a Carmelis, one of these rabbinic things that could be confused for public domain, meaning any place you could have put an Eruv, the street over here in Beit Shemesh, or whatever it is, or a baseball field, or a tennis court, or a lake, or a field, whatever it is, it's only an Isser Durabban of carrying Dalamas to such a place, and therefore you're dealing with an Isser Durabban. Okay? Keep that in your head. So issue number one is the Hotzah issue, breaking Shabbos. Issue number two is the Isser, the bittul, the lack of fulfillment of the mitzvahs asay, the positive commandments of putting tzitzis on your garments. The Torah said if you're going to wear, for your four cornered garments that you wear, put your tzitzis on them. So the mitzvah is a mitzvahs asay. When it comes to Shabbos, Hotzah, it's a lav. There's an asay also, but there's a lav, is worse. The lav of Shmir Shabbos is an Isser Karas, it's serious business. But so that's you're violating actively a negative commandment. When it comes to not putting tzitzis on your garments, that's not fulfilling a positive commandment to put the tzitzis on. Okay? The third problem is making a brach on such a garment. You make a brach on such a garment, so there's a question about a bracha levatala, if you make a wrong bracha, a bracha that didn't need to be said, that shouldn't have been said. It's a question if that's considered already an Isser Doraisa or just Durabanan. Could be an Isser Doraisa of Losisa, of using God's name in vain. Okay? Could be just a Durabanan, that it's, you're still saying a bracha, it's just, and then this.
I don't want to have an argument.
Yeah?
But of those three, the first one, if you're in an area with an Eruv, it's irrelevant. The second one, most people don't say a bracha on their Talis Katan anyway, because they're saying on their big.
So say a Talis Gadol.
But you're still not making a bracha on the batala because you're saying the bracha on the kosher.
If yes, then yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the third one is most people don't actually wear tzitzis deraisa because most people don't wear four cornered garments.
Well, we are the beged. We're talking about if you're a regular talis, the talis three, that would be the bit that needs tzitzis for deraisa, right?
Only that one.
Or your undergarments, your whatever, your talis katan, your what we call tzitzis. Those need deraisa.
Probably that one.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Indeed, in practice, you're making the point that it may not be an issue. It may not, but don't think that route yet, because I want to get this. There's some lambda that's going to be juggled here. But just keep that in mind. Those are actually three different kinds of categorical things. The first one, two kinds, I guess. The first one, breaking Shabbos is an act of love. While you're walking, you're actively breaking Shabbos. That's bad news. By not putting tzitzis on your garment that you're wearing already, it's not a lav, it's an asay, and you're just what's called passively breaking it. In other words, You're not doing something now that's breaking a mitzvah. It's just that you're not doing something to fulfill a mitzvah. Those two categories, in fancy, you know, Talmudic jargon, halachic jargon, are shev v'al ta'aseh, sitting around, shev v'al ta'aseh, and doing nothing. Like, if I should be putting on tzitzis now, but I'm not. I'm just sitting around, twiddling my thumbs, and I'm wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis. I'm violating the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis, the positive commandments, but I'm doing it in a passive way, in a shev v'al ta'aseh. I'm just sitting and doing nothing. And by sitting and doing nothing, I'm, you know, passively breaking the mitzvah. It's different than actually breaking the mitzvah, of walking down almost without actually doing something to break it. Okay? Making a bracha levatala, if you knew what you're doing, would also indeed, if the bracha levatala is a doraisa, Ashkenazim are mekel, we say it's just durabanan, probably. But Sephardim are machmer that it's a doraisa, that's why they're strict in certain things. In any case, if you do it on purpose, again, you'd be actually breaking a Torah or rabbinic prohibition. So that's issue, those are the first set of introductions. There are three isurim to worry about floating around, okay, with our pasul tzitzis. Shabbos, not putting on tzitzis, like the failure to feel the positive of putting on tzitzis, and the bracha levatala, perhaps. Now that's one pocket. Second pocket. The rabbis, there's an important value in all of Jewish thought called human dignity. We started out with Hilchos, before tzitzis, we had the idea of tznius and the importance of dignity. So kavod abrios, human dignity, carries a very heavy weight in halachic consideration. And the rabbis didn't force you to do something that would be humiliating if they didn't have to. Which means, when you have competing issues between violating a rabbinic prohibition, even in kumva asa, even actively violating a rabbinic prohibition, and your alternative is to not violate it, but to be humiliated, to be embarrassed, to be a violation of kavod abrios, even relatively minor embarrassment, the rabbis waived your obligation to obey the rabbinic obligation. So in other words, we'll do one of the cases here. If, for example, we're talking about carrying a karmelis on Shabbos, and you find out that your talis is pasul, and you're embarrassed to take off your talis in public, let's say you are, right? Or you're wearing your talis, let's say, so then that you would not need to take it off. You could go home wearing your pasul talis through the karmelis, even though you're violating the durabanan, and that will be okay, the rabbis let. Even if it's only a minor embarrassment, certainly if it's a major embarrassment, if you're talking about talis katan, start disrobing in public, obviously it would be greatly humiliating. Therefore, the rabbis do not require you, but makom kavod abrios, if it's going to humiliate you, if it's going to violate your sense of dignity, if you're only going over a durabanan, you are allowed to forego or even abrogate, to cross over the rabbinic lines to protect your dignity, and ASAP, you know, rectify the situation. I get home ASAP and get undressed where you want to get undressed. You can't sit around all day wearing your pasul tzitzis because you get to solve the problem, but you don't need to humiliate yourself along the way. So, if it's a durabanan issue, then you are allowed to violate the rabbinic, the isra durabanan, even if it's kumva asa, even if it's actively, not just passively, and even if it's only a lesser degree of humiliation, embarrassment. Light issue, not a major humiliation, even a minor issue. When it comes to violating an issur d'oraisa, then it depends. If you're talking about violating a mitzvah d'oraisa in a kumva ase way, actively going and breaking a Torah commandment, that you cannot do. The Gemara says, "Ein chachma, ein tura, ve'ein etzah neged Hashem." We don't hear any answers from you. We don't hear about it. You cannot break. You have to strip naked. If you realize you're wearing shatnas, it's with the rice of shatnas, and you're standing, you know, on the subway, and everyone's looking at you, you got to strip naked on the spot. That's it. You can't break a Torah commandment. Sorry to say. That's if it's an active violation. A kumbasa. You got to do it. Now, if it's just passive,
you don't have the law of the country.
You don't have the law. You don't have the law of the country. You can't do it. What can you do? For an issur d'oraisa, a love, you have to be ready to. You don't have to die. That's where we draw the line. Not if you can think that might kill you, then you can keep it on. Otherwise, you got to take whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, go to jail, whatever else. That is if it's an active violation. If it's a sheva al tasa, it's a passive violation. Meaning, all I'm doing is sitting around and I'm not doing anything. There was the tourist. Correct, but it, correct. That'll be a good example. The example I want to bring here is the mitzvah to put on tzitzis. So by sitting around with my pasul, let's say my talus without any tzitzis on it, for argument's sake, twiddling my thumbs, I'm violating a mitzvah d'oraisa, the Torah said put on tzitzis, and I'm not doing it, but I'm not doing it in an active way. I'm not sitting here violating the Torah's commandments actively. I'm just passively not doing what it said to do. So there, the rabbis, Chazal, I guess, you know, I don't even know. The din is that if it's going to cause you severe embarrassment, if you are allowed to be over a mitzvah d'oraisa in a sheva al tasa way, you're going to sit down and not do anything, if the alternative is dire humiliation. If the alternative is mild humiliation, then you have to suffer the consequences. Okay? So let me sum up that pocket, and then we'll put the two together.
There's no roads in Ramat Betshemesh which are d'oraisa roads.
No way.
We're only talking about the 600, you know, the main highway kind of roads, right?
Yes, correct. Correct. So now let's just sum those two things up, and we're going to put them together. So one more. We left off with the Bir Halach, which I'm going to have to tie into this now. Number one, we said there are three issues to worry about, as with the Simon, breaking Shabbos, which is carrying Pasul Tzitzis and Rishus Rabbim would be a Doraisa, and that would be considered to be a Kumva Aseh. You're doing something. By walking, you're doing something. Since you're breaking a Torah commandment, not allowed, you'd have to run around naked rather than break. You can't walk around a Pasul Talas Katan on Shabbos. If that's what you're wearing, you got to strip bare. You can't walk in the streets, you know, or you can sit in your spot, but you can't move, so you take it off, no matter how embarrassing it is. If it's in a Carmelis, it's only a Durabun issue to carry in such a place, and therefore, if it be humiliating to you, even mildly humiliating to you, you're allowed to break the rabbinic Isser of carrying in a Carmelis because of Kavod Abrius. The second Isser is going to be the mitzvah to put on tzitzis. So again, that is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's only a mitzvah, if you don't do it, you're only being mevatel in a sheva tasa way. You're just not doing what you're supposed to, just passive. And therefore will depend. If you're wearing pasul tzitzis, a garment that needs tzitzis put onto it, you have to take them off if it's going to be a little bit embarrassing. If it's going to be greatly embarrassing to you, you can leave them on because you're only being mevatel mitzvas asa in a sheva tasa way. Okay? Now on that, this is what the Bir Halacha built in yesterday. Something funny about Shabbos. And when it comes to Shabbos and tzitzis, the mitzvah tzitzis we said isn't a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. It's to put on tzitzis on your garments. And that requires tying them. And that's what you cannot do on Shabbos. There's no such, you're not allowed to do kshira, kosher, making a knot. A permanent knot is a mitzvah that is the din of putting on tzitzis. And it's the law, one of the third amalach, is kosher on Shabbos. So there's no way for you to make kosher tzitzis on Shabbos. So since the Torah said make tzitzis on Shabbos, but don't make, make tzitzis on your garments, but you can't tie knots on Shabbos, that will come out then, there's no way for you to fulfill the mitzvahs aseh of making tzitzis on Shabbos. Can't do it. Can't do it, right? You can't tie tzitzis on Shabbos. So.
You can't bake challah on Shabbos.
Right. Right.
You still have to eat it.
Correct, and you also can't wear... One second, you're mixing up. That's not, you have to eat it, but that's not. No, something. This is. If you haven't tied your tzitzis on before Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos. What can you do? You can't. There's no way to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, really, this is the Rebbeinu Yoda's Chiddush, but that's how the halacha goes. There's no mitzvah asay of putting on tzitzis on Shabbos because you can't do it. And therefore, by wearing a four corner garment that needs tzitzis and you didn't put them on yet, if it's on Shabbos, or if you're wearing a pasul tzitzis garment with pasul tzitzis on Shabbos, you are not violating a mitzvah's aseh at all, even sheva al taseh, even passively. Now, you're not violating the mitzvah because you can't put it on if you wanted to. All you're violating is the rabbinic injunction to not wear four corner garments on Shabbos without tzitzis. Okay? So when it comes, I'm putting the two pockets together. When it comes to the first issue about carrying, we said in Rosh Hashanah, it's a d'oraisa, and no way to wiggle around it. Karmas derabanan and any kavod abrius will work. When it comes to putting on the tzitzis, that's going to be a mitzvah asay. By failing to put on your tzitzis, or failing to correct and put on proper kosher tzitzis, or to remove your pasul garment that hasn't got kosher tzitzis, if it's a weekday, you're talking about a the violation is a sheva al tase. It's a passive violation, but it's a violation of a doraisa. And therefore, I'm just repeating myself again because it's complicated. And therefore, if the kavod abrius issue is extreme, you do not need to take off your clothes. And if it is not, if it's mild, like I think taking off your talis when you have your suit underneath, then you would have to. Okay? If it's on Shabbos, there's no doraisa at all. Because you can't, as far as putting on sittas, because you can't put them on. Well, it's only a durabun issue altogether. And therefore, even a minor embarrassment, you know, just davening shachris without sittas, without a talis on, which is a little bit awkward, that already you don't need to do. You can wear your puzzle talis during davening on Shabbos and not have to take it off, because it's perhaps, in our case, just a minor embarrassment. You'll see some of them think it's a major embarrassment, but even if it's only a minor embarrassment, it's still no problem, because you're only... Pasley, you're only being over mitzvah derabban. Okay, and the bracha levatala is no way around that one. Making a bracha levatala would always be aser, maybe doraisa, maybe derabanan, but that's not the complex issue here. Okay, so now that was the swirling issues. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with. So we're more or less not going to say anything new. We're just going to say what if this and some shittos here, that and the other. Okay, good. That was a critical agdama. Okay, so your gimel. It says. If you've discovered on Shabbos kishu b'karmelis, when you're standing in a karmelis. Okay, so now remember, I've preempted you. So now we've hedged our bets massively here in this opening lines of the mechaber, because if we're talking about Shabbos, there's no mitzvahs asa to put them on, and we're talking about a karmelis, so there's no mitzvahs deraisa to carry over there. So everything's cool. We're only in derabanan world. Right? Everything's derabanan to put the tzitz on, derabanan not to carry in the karmelis. Therefore, if you find out shatalis a love puzzle, you find out you only have three, your puzzle talis, lo yisirenu, you need not take it off. Even though it's only mildly embarrassing, but so what? It's embarrassing enough, and since it's embarrassing enough, and it's only a derabanan, you do not need to take it off. Let me switch that. I sort of lost my spot. Not really. Okay. Yeah. Don't need to take it off. Until you get home. Obviously, you can't just flagrantly flout Issa Durabanan, but when the other side of the scale is embarrassment, you are allowed to. So get home, and then, when you're not embarrassed, take it off. The Gadol Kavod Abrios, because the issue of human dignity is heavy. It's a big deal. As most of that in its own right. Okay, now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, and Sivkat and Ches, you find out on Shabbos, im yada me'etmol, if you knew on Friday morning that you were ready to pasul talis, you realize that, v'shachach, and you just forgot, v'hitzel bo tzitzis, and you threw on your talis, or your talis katan, whatever it is, you just forgot going out on Shabbos, mir gamket lo kansinan lei, we say it was an accident, and we don't even like penalize you. We don't make a knas forcing you to be embarrassed, right? Because it was an accident. You forgot. You forgot. You shouldn't be doing it. Urayel melekaman. We'll see Urayel run and simin shin hey sif gimel baga heichid the shachu lo erva. When you make a, that's talking about making an eruv. But the point is, if it's shichah, if it's an accident, there's no knas. The knas kicks in if you're purposeful if you're going over ayin sham. Okay, we're not. You know, we weren't bothered about it in the first place. Okay, Sivkat and Tess. Kishuba Karmelis said you do not need to take off your talis gadol if it's on Shabbos and you're in a Karmelis. That means Karmelis only talking the rabbinic issue anyways. So who makam shesham ein iser tiltul rak with the rabbanon? The prohibition of carrying in a Karmelis, like any of the streets in Beit Shemesh, is only your rabbanon issue. And therefore, lekach ein tzarach lahasir, therefore you need not take off your talis. The kavod abrios doche iser de rabbanon. Because if the scale of Jewish values, the hierarchy between rabbinic isurim and preservation of human dignity takes precedence, takes priority. Vafagav the tzitzis mitzvahs ase doraisa. He says, wait a second, I know what you're going to ask me, because he didn't have the preemptive shear. You say, wait a second, put on tzitzis as doraisa, so don't tell me derabanan, or doraisa dechinim if they covered abrius. You don't push up doraisas for covered abrius, subject to all the qualifications I said before. Mekomukom shari. Even so, in the case that the mechaber set up, it's still okay. The lo amr Torah, because the Torah said, sorry, the Torah didn't say lo silbash beged below tzitzis. The Torah didn't say you may not wear garments that don't have tzitzis on. Rak mitzvahs ase. Rather, it positively commanded you lahatil bo tzitzis, to affix tzitzis to your garments. The kevin shein yachvu lahatil bo tzitzis b'shabbos. Since there's no way you're going to fix anything on Shabbos, because that's usur, in over mitzvahs ase. You're not over the mitzvahs ase of affixing tzitzis, because you can't. Vein alav rak isser medurabanan. And therefore, all you're doing is, there is a durabanan isser of walking around with a four-corner garment without tzitzis on Shabbos, but it's just durabanan. And again, so you have two durabanan issues, karmelis of carrying, it's a durabanan, and tzitzis, the arbor conflicts without tzitzis on Shabbos, just durabanan. So therefore, ulakach hutter mepei kavod abrias. Therefore, even, so to speak, if you're keeping score, two durabanans against kavod abrias still wins. It's going to trump anything, any time. And therefore, you do not strip yourself of your talis. Aval, okay, but now he's going to speak up what not. If it's not so simple, like it's not such a Goldilocks case that the Mechaber set up, if you're Nershus Rabin proper, right? Shumin et Torah. According to Torah, Tzarch lefashto bein betalis gadol, bein betalis katan. You'll need then, if it's a Doraisa Nershus Rabin, you can't walk there, because to walk there would be carrying on a Doraisa level, and then v'filu im yishar, even if you're going to stick around v'omen arum aydezeh, if you're left, you know, standing buck naked, it's too bad. She'en kavod abrias doche isser Doraisa kazeh b'chol gavni. This kind of isser Doraisa, it's a Doraisa where you're violating it in the kumva aseh, in an active way, there's no way around it. There's no chokhmeh tfuna or eitzah naked Hashem, you can't, too bad. You're stuck standing there naked. Okay? Look, come on. In a bit, Behilchos Shabbos, Emir Tz Hashem, we'll get there too. Yisbar, he'll explain. The Yesh Machlokas in Bezmanaze Yesh Lanu Din Rishus Rabim alone. There's a question of is such a thing as Rishus Rabim altogether nowadays. We'll see there one day when we get there, Bez Hashem. So, if that's the case, it's possible there's no such thing as Rishus Rabim. Even if you're standing there on the interstate and 600,000 cars are zooming by and it's, you know, 16 amos wide, it doesn't matter. There are such sheets that's still not Rishus Rabim. We're not getting to why, but the point is, that being the case, v'nira therefore, de'im ha-gadil hu shalem. Remember, we had two parts here at tzitzis, we have to review back to that. The gadil is like the tassel, like the tied up loopy part, and the knots, and the anaf is the dangling strings. Remember, like, okay, so, and if you remember, I have to give you back up here. If you remember, just one simon ago, but it probably seems like forever, in simon yud base, there's a machlokas in Sifkat and, yeah, in Sifkat and Gimel, based on the previous halacha, where we left off. We had a machlokas, how much has to be cut for it to be no longer tzitzis, considered tzitzis. So the minhag is like Rashi, today I need, remember that was like enough to tie like a slip knot around the broken pieces of the anaf. But if you remember, there was a machlokas between Rashi and the Reed, Rabbi Yitzhak, the Bala Tosfos, who holds, even if you've got nothing left in your anaf, no tzitzis dangling, but you have enough in the loops and knots to make the neiva, no, it's cut way high up in the anaf, but still is enough there. So the Re held that was still kosher. If you have kedei neiva in that, now we the Mechaber said umina ga'olam karashi. We don't worry about that. We do like Rashi. He even said, the Mechaber said, if you have no choice in the matter, there's only tzitzis in town, and that's all you got on now, lo yesh lusmoch al ri, and you could rely on the ri. So the Mishabur is going to say, if, on the one hand, your tzitzis are kosher according to the ri, which in the most extreme of circumstances you can rely upon, and maybe there's those things that are supposed to rob nowadays, in such a case, he'll let you put those two and two together and wiggle out of stripping yourself naked in a public place. So remember, we're talking of, if the psul is only at a split down the middle, if you're missing a whole corner, you got no eitzes. But if it's cut, that, you know, there's not, there's all eight of the half strings have been severed up to the knot. According to the reed, it's still kosher. According to the reed, it's still kosher. You can rely on that here, says the Mishnah Berurah. Inside, he says, the gadil, the four sections with their five knots is all intact, exactly. Even if half it's intact. As long as you got enough, when you unravel it, it can make kedei neiva, the loop. Yeah. So that's what he's getting at over here. So anyway, so he says here, so we'll come on behilchos shah. Oh, sorry. Okay, venira. So therefore, it seems he's going to do the math for you. Dim hagadil hu shalem. If your gadil, the tied up tassel part, is still complete, vapsul. The problem with tzitzis is hurat ba'anaf. It's just that the strings are all been severed. Nuchel etzaref lezed das harila il demachshir. You can put those two shitas together. The shita that there's no strings of shusar ram b'zmanazeh, and there's no such and. If you all strings are missing, but your gadil is still intact, or it's enough intact to have kedaniva, it's also kosher. You can put those two heterim together, right? Demachshir vein tzarf lefashla tekef, and therefore you do not have to strip naked in the street. Rak yimar leilech lebeso, just rush home and do it over there. Okay, good. Now, back upstairs, he said, if you find it, your talis is puzzle. So what? And you don't take it off. He says. But Sonalom means Bain Shinifsaklo Gam Ker Natalis Vinasis Vashalosh. Even if the whole corner is cut off, like you've now got it, so now you've just left with a three cornered garment and they have three not mitzvah tzitzis dangling off the end, that doesn't matter. Or Bain Shinifsaklo Achas Mitzitzis Ulavad, or one of the tzitzis themselves, a string has been lost, it doesn't matter. Afilo Hayakfar Pasal Bashasha Yatma Beso, even if it was always Pasal, you put him on his pasal already. Came into Bashar Shalom Shalom Nodolo, assuming you didn't know you were violating when you did it, Elohs of a Kanas. But if you didn't realize that you were wearing Pasal Tzitzis at the time, Lo Kansinan Lay, there's no Kanas, and you, even though your Tzitzis are overtly Pasal, it's okay. The Gadol Covenant Brias, you're allowed to not get naked, again, assuming you're only over the Rabbanans. But Fil Batalis Gadol Shalanu, even when it comes to the outer big talis that we wear, the ain anu nohagin lilbosh oso kolayom. Listen, how embarrassing is it really to take off your talis, your big talis, because we don't wear talisim all day anyways. We're used to walking around that talis. Notice I have no one on right now. So ela be'eisa tefila, l'shem mitzvah. We only usually wear the talis gadol when we're davening for mitzvah time, or maybe on Shabbos morning, whatever it is. V'leke bizri b'haseraso. And there's no real great embarrassment taking it off. Gamken ain sarach lasiro. Mishabura now says, even then, it's no need to take it off. Even though you've got your covenant brios has been mitigated down to essentially zero, still you don't need to take it off. The lo plug rabbanan main talis atalis, because the Mishabura says when the rabbi said you don't take your talis off in a derabbanan situation, they didn't specify how embarrassing and which kind of talis it is. Said no talis has come off. So that's what the Mishabura says, and that is the din. However, vagon Rabbi Kiva Eger bechidush of mefak mekuzet. Rabbi Kiva Eger says this doesn't add up one bit. It's not just that. Come on, it's not embarrassing to take up your talis gadol. That's not why he's railing against. What he rails against is the little plug issue. It's a halavdish thing. The rabbis, it's true, the rabbis never specified what kind of talisim you must and must not take off. But the whole point was they're assuming that the covenant of brios only kick. Oh, this heter kicks in because of covenant of brios. If there's no humiliation, then it's a non-starter, says he. Low plug is true, but like low plug is an inappropriate pathway to look at here because the door didn't open to leaving tzitzis on yet because you're not, there's no, you know, Rabbi Kiva Eger's world. The Mishabura says, listen, if on one side of the scale you have the rabbi say you don't take off your talis in a rabbinic isser situation. They didn't further qualify it. So it's like no two sides of the scale. He says, listen, they didn't specify, so don't worry about it. You can low plug didn't differentiate. It's in different cases. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the whole reason they said that in the first place is because you have two sides of a coin, two sides of a scale. One side says embarrassing, one side says, you know, it's derabbanan. But if it's no embarrassing, then how can you possibly be over Issa Durabanan? That's what he says. Okay, so that's the Kiva Eger. Okay. Now, okay, back upstairs here. So now the Ramah says, now, Afila Talas Katan. Now, Talas Katan, the issue is, if you're sitting in Shul, let's say, and your Talas Katan, Shatach is begad of Ein Sarach Livshel. It's under your garment, and therefore, he's not focusing on the stripping naked part. Obviously, that's humiliating. It's worse. But to sit in shul without a talis katan on, like, no one really sees it, so it shouldn't be a big deal. Even so, you can wear Taskata underneath, even though no one's really seeing it, and it's fine. If you're talking about just Terabuttons, it's like low plug world. Ruudin, im nifsak echad min atzitzios, um misbayash leyeshev below talis. Same goes if you're sitting in shul, and in shul, you've lost atzitzis, and you're humiliated to be wearing not a talis during davening. The yuchel lav shel below bracha, don't make a bracha, just keep on wearing it. Mekoach kavod brios, because of kavod brios. Now here it's something a little more complicated. He's lechora talking about not Shabbos. He's talking about on a regular Thursday morning. You find out your talis is pasul. He says you don't need to take it off. Because in the Ramah's mind, to sit in shul on Thursday morning without a talis, if you're a married man, is humiliating. And therefore, you don't need to do it. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, come on. Is that really, he questions if it applies to us. You'll see what he says inside here. That's the issue. What the Ramah's mindset is, it's really embarrassing. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, shetachas begadav, the talis katan under your clothes, lo minkra milsa. Once you take it off, no one knows the difference. Ibu holach bli taliskata. No one will know. The komakom hapshitahu ganai b'yoser. He said, listen, taking off in the first place, going, having to go to the bathroom or whatever, take off your taliskata is pasnished, and therefore you're not forced to do it. Now, your base here says, you find out that it's one of minatzitzios, one of the strings have been severed. Here, she means, bein shabal levesa kinesis, v'rot lil bosh taliso. Even if you've come to shul and you're looking at your talis now, you're sitting in shul, you haven't put your talis on, and now you want to put your talis on, but you see it has three tzitzis, not four. Say, man, this is pasul tzitzis, okay? Pasul talis. Even so, v'kod levishaso matzah tzitzis psulim. You find out before you put them on, your talis is pasul, right? Umisbayish leisha b'ram b'li talis, and you're embarrassed to not wear a talis amongst everybody else. You can still put on bli bracha. Meaning what? This is Thursday morning. So you're talking about an isser of not putting on, of putting on the talis that has got proper tzitzis. You're talking about violating the mitzvah dorais now, the mitzvah's ase putting on tzitzis. Okay? But by not putting on tzitzis, it's only a sheva ta'ase. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're not actually violating, you're just passively not performing. So we said then, if it's a grave humiliation, and the world of the Ramah is, it's gravely humiliating to wear their talis, even then you can put on your talis. You can knowingly, l'chachila, put on, you can knowingly put on your apostle talis, so you shouldn't be embarrassed. But he says, below bracha, of course you can't make a bracha, because a bracha would be not a shev, that would be a kumva say, that would be an active violation that you obviously can't do. But I made Thursday, I think it's opposed to Shabbos. So it's Shabbos, and anyways, I'm going to prophet. So even on non-Shabbos, on a regular day, right? And of course, if you're actually wearing it, you lost, you sat on it and it got torn while you're wearing it. Gamkin ein tzarich la'asiro, you need not remove the talis from on your shoulders because it's embarrassing. Va'ayin ba'achronim she'eskimu da'kol tali baratana ish halovesh. The achronim already say, listen, it all depends on who you are. Imhu misbayish, if you're embarrassed, yuchla lil bosh bli bracha. Yeah, you can put it on even the chachila. Avim ein misbayish, if you're not embarrassed a lot, ain kan ha'etzer the covet of brias. If you're over a doraisa, passively you can't do that. So if you're not gravely humiliated, then you should put. Then just don't put it on. Okay. Now, back upstairs. Luadin. The same din applies in nifsek echad min etzitzius. Misbayish leishav below talas yuchal lilavshav below bracha mikoch kavod abriel. So on the I read that twice, but it was your gimel yuchal lilavshav. You can now put it on again. Now v'dafke no de lo hayom. It has to be that you walk to shul thinking everything was kosher and yosher, and when you open your talas bag, you discover, I'm in trouble now. If on Thursday or Friday morning you knew you had a pasul talis, and you figured, I'll do it at Motzi Shabbos, and I'll just wear this silly thing on Shabbos, even though it's pasul, because I'll be embarrassed, yada yada. So then, unlike all the previous cases, you willfully set yourself up for the fall, and that is no good. In that case, the rabbis gave you a kenas. In that case, asul lavshu b'Shabbos, the havi le, the saknu, sorry, L'sakune me'etmo. There the rabbi says you can't put it on in Shabbos because you should have fixed it on Friday afternoon, and that's a knas. Vim shachach. Now what happens if, get the case, Friday morning you said, oh, my talis is puzzle, I better fix it before Shabbos. And then Friday afternoon you forgot to fix it. Now you were on Shabbos morning, you remembered, uh oh, I have this puzzle talis, what do I do? And you're sitting in shul. So he says, ach, im shachach yesh lahakel. He even allows to be makel in there are those who are makel that shichcha is considered, like forgetting, is considered not doing it on purpose. Okay, we're going to stop there.